All right, we're ready to go. I have to wait. So the... There we go. Okay. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, the Cassette County Hearing Examiner. Today, for the record, is December 14th, 2017, 9 a.m. We have just one item on the agenda. This is an ADU conditional use permit, number 1703646. For those of you who have not been before me before on this type of permit, we'll have a summary from staff first, then the applicant can come up and present, then we'll open this up for public testimony, and then the applicant will have the opportunity to address any comments that arise during the hearing, and I may have questions as well. So I think with that, we'll let staff go ahead and get started.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name for the record?
Holly Roberts.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
Again, good morning for the record. My name is Holly Roberts, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development for Kitsap County. I am here this morning to present a conditional use permit application for the Gilman Accessory Dwelling Unit. And at this time, I'd like to present exhibits 1 through 31 into the record.
Okay. Have reviewed those. Those are admitted.
Perfect. In addition, I would like to include today's PowerPoint presentation into the record, which should be Exhibit 32. Okay. I did have to make a last-minute change to it, so I'll print out new copies and give those to the clerk.
Okay. And that is admitted as well.
Thank you. Kevin Gilman has applied for a conditional use permit to allow the conversion of an existing 885-square-foot single-family residence into an accessory dwelling unit on his 2.27-acre parcel located at 4077 Northeast Azure Lane in Paulsbo. That's North Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 1. Staff would like to point out that the proposed single-family residence has been assigned a new address of 4083 Northeast Azure Lane, and that address will become the primary address assigned to the parcel. So you may see both addresses come up on different documents, and that's why.
So this, just to be clear, that the 4083 Northeast Azure Lane, that's the address that should be used for this?
That will be the new primary single-family residence's address. The accessory dwelling unit's address will remain 4077 Northeast Azure Lane.
Okay, so they have two, they're two separate addresses.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. This property is located within a residential area. It's on large acreage lots. These lots are predominantly developed with single-family residences, or they are undeveloped. According to the Kitsap County GIS, or Geographical Information Services, critical areas data, there are no critical areas on the subject property. However, there are potential wetlands immediately west of the site and areas of mapped wetlands and a non-fish-bearing stream further west of the subject property. Environmental review staff have evaluated the applicant's request for a conditional use permit and have determined that no additional reports or studies are required. The entire property lies within a critical, a Category 2 critical aquifer recharge area. However, single family development is not listed as an activity with potential threats to groundwater in the critical areas ordinance and therefore doesn't require any further analysis or reports within this recharge designation area. Outside of the existing and proposed developed areas, the site's relatively flat and is a mix of coniferous and deciduous trees and other native vegetation. The area where the new single-family residence will go is already cleared, and the applicant's proposing no additional clearing. The comprehensive plan designation is rural, and the zoning designation is rural residential. The surrounding areas are also zoned rural residential. The purpose of the rural residential zone is to promote low-density residential development and agricultural activities that are consistent with the rural character. It is applied to areas that are relatively unconstrained by environmentally sensitive areas or other significant landscape features and have limited access to public services. The site plan shows the existing accessory dwelling unit circled in blue at the bottom, and the proposed single-family residence circled in green, located towards the top of the site plan. The accessory dwelling unit will be located approximately 80 feet from the proposed single-family residence. The building permit for the single-family residence has been submitted and reviewed by staff. If this conditional use permit is approved, that building permit can then be issued. The accessory dwelling unit and the single-family residence were designed to be compatible. Similar building materials will be used, and the homes will match in style, color, and trim. The single-family residence will be 2,040 square feet of habitable area and includes two bedrooms with a den and office. The approved floor plans do not include accessory living quarters. The accessory dwelling unit is 885 square feet and includes two bedrooms with an attached 2,045 square foot garage and office with a bathroom located below. So the accessory dwelling unit is located above the existing garage. Staff has received public inquiry regarding this application from several neighbors regarding the accessory dwelling unit. Most of the concerns center around increased traffic on the private road, as well as road maintenance. Additionally, there were some concerns over the accessory dwelling unit being used as a rental and that there may already be a rental unit on the property. Azure Lane is a private road, and concerns over road maintenance are of a civil nature and have no bearing on the conditional use permit request. However, the applicant has reached out to neighbors and agreed to continue participating in road maintenance activities. There is no, according to the applicant, there is no existing road maintenance agreement to his title. And I believe it's just a handshake between the neighbors to take care of the road. An accessory dwelling unit is a permitted use under Kitsap County Code with the conditional use permit. And Kitsap County Code allows the accessory dwelling unit to be used as a rental. Although the neighbors may have concerns regarding the allowance of the ADU as a rental, it's not within the county's authority to limit its use as a rental. Only one accessory dwelling unit per parcel is allowed. That is listed as condition number 5 in the staff report. The conditional use permit requires the applicant to obtain a building permit for the conversion of the single-family residence into an accessory dwelling unit. As part of the building permit process, an inspection is required to ensure that the structure complies with the conditions of approval of the conditional use permit. If the structure is found to be out of compliance, remedial measures will be required or revocation of the conditional use permit will be initiated. Staff is recommending approval of this conditional use permit as conditioned in the staff report dated December 4th, 2017. I have reviewed the staff report conditions with the applicant, and they've expressed no objections to the proposed conditions of approval. This concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts.
Thank you.
No questions right now. Is the applicant here? Would you like to step forward and add anything to let me just step forward briefly anyway. Good morning. Your name for the record?
Kevin Gilman.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Alrighty. And you said you didn't really have anything to add. You were comfortable with the summary and you've reviewed the staff report and conditions and all that. So, okay. Well, we'll open it up for public comment then.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone from the public here who wished to comment today? Okay. Let the record reflect that there is no one who indicated a wish to provide comment today. Is there anything else from the planning department on this?
Nothing further.
Okay. I have reviewed this, and I've reviewed, and nothing further from the applicant, right? Okay. I have reviewed the staff report, the exhibits, and the concerns that were raised by the neighbor. I believe that the criteria for both the conditional use permit, which focuses on compatibility with surrounding uses, as well as the specific criteria that have to be met for an ADU, I believe those are all met, and that's been demonstrated by the evidence that's been presented to me within the record. The conditions, I think, address the impacts consistent with county requirements. So I will be approving this. A written decision will be out within 10 business days, probably before then, and I will email it to the hearing examiner clerk, and then she will provide it to all parties of record. So I think that's it for today, unless there's anything else we need to address before we adjourn.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We are adjourned then. Thank you all.